The air is different today. Do you feel it? It's heavier, quieter, like the woods are holding their breath right along with you. You've spent months pouring your soul into these animals. You've carried the water buckets through the breaking ice of February, and you've stood in the blistering heat of July just to make sure they had shade. You know the exact way they tilt their heads when they hear your boots on the gravel. You know their rhythms better than your own. And now, the calendar has circled back to this date, processing day. The mental game, how to handle the harvest humanely, is the single hardest conversation we will ever have on this farm, but it is the most sacred. If your heart isn't hammering against your ribs right now, you aren't paying attention. Most people turn away. They want the plastic-wrapped convenience without the weight of the life. But you? You chose a different path. You chose the path of the steward. And as a steward, your final act of love isn't a bowl of grain or a scratch behind the ears. It is the gift of a perfect, painless end. If we stumble today, if we let our nerves or our lack of preparation create even 1 second of unnecessary fear, we have failed the covenant we made when we brought them home. Today, we aren't just farmers. We are the guardians of a peaceful transition. This is the weight of the Farm Fresh way, and we are going to carry it together. There is a massive lie circulating in the modern world that says if you feel grief, you shouldn't be doing this. They call it the old way of thinking, that you should be cold, detached, and clinical. They tell you to treat your livestock like inventory units on a spreadsheet. Don't name them, they say. Don't look them in the eye. That is a coward's way of farming. When you detach yourself from the reality of the harvest, you lose the very thing that makes farm-raised food superior, the soul. The Farm Fresh way is different. We lean into the discomfort. We acknowledge that the lump in your throat is actually a badge of honor. It means you value the life you are taking. But here is the pivot, the moment where the philosophy meets the dirt. You cannot let that grief turn into hesitation. In the world of processing, hesitation is cruelty. If your hand shakes because you are mourning, you risk a bad strike. If you delay because you are sad, you let the animal sit in a holding pen, sensing your anxiety. Animals are mirrors. They don't understand death the way we do, but they understand fear perfectly. They can smell the cortisol spiking in your sweat from 10 feet away. The Farm Fresh philosophy demands that you master your internal weather. You must be a pillar of calm. You must be the steady hand that guides them from the sunlit pasture into the silence without a single flicker of doubt. We don't do this because we are heartless. We do this because we are the only ones with enough heart to ensure it's done right. You are trading your emotional comfort for their physical peace. That is the ultimate trade-off of the mentor, and it starts long before the first bird is caught or the first gate is opened. Let's get into the tactics, because clarity is the only cure for anxiety. The week before processing day is when the mental game is won or lost. You need to walk your processing site every single evening. Look at it through the eyes of the animal. Is there a piece of loose tin that's going to rattle in the wind? Fix it. Is there a shadow cast by the overhead light that looks like a hole in the ground to a cow or a pig? Move the light. We are aiming for zero balk. A balk is when an animal stops, senses danger, and starts that frantic, high-pitched vocalizing. Once that starts, the adrenaline is flooding their system. It ruins the meat quality, sure, but more importantly, it ruins the humanity of the harvest. You want the animal to walk into the processing area, thinking it's just another Tuesday. I want you to practice your movements. If you are using a captive bolt or a firearm, practice your draw and your stance until it is muscle memory. You shouldn't be thinking about where your fingers go when the moment arrives. You should be a machine of precision. And let's talk about the long wait. This is a common pitfall. People often separate the animals the night before, putting the one slated for harvest into a small, dark stall alone. That is a mistake. Isolation is terrifying for herd and flock animals. If you can, keep them with a buddy until the very last possible second. The goal is high-density peace. When I process our meat birds, I don't grab them and haul them upside down across the yard while they're flapping and screaming. I wait until the pre-dawn 4 a.m. stillness. I pick them up gently, cradling their wings against their bodies so they feel secure, and I walk them to the cones in total silence. No loud music, no shouting, no clanking metal, just the sound of the wind. If you are working with larger stock, the kill shot must be instantaneous. You need to know the anatomy like the back of your hand. For a pig, draw an imaginary X from the base of the ear to the opposite eye. The center of that X is the gateway. You don't aim near it, you occupy that space with total authority. If you find yourself crying afterward, let the tears come. That's the old way, trying to shame you. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I still say thank you every single time the life leaves the body. It isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of a completed contract. You gave them a great life, and now you have given them a great death. The result of this discipline is something you can't buy at a grocery store. When you sit down at your table 6 months from now and you look at that roast or those golden fried drumsticks, you won't feel guilt. You will feel a profound, grounded sense of connection. You will remember the quiet morning, the steady hand, and the fact that you didn't look away. You will know that the farm fresh way ensured that not a single ounce of fear entered that animal's heart at the end. That is true food security. It's the peace of mind that comes from knowing the whole story, cover to cover. I want to give you a zero-cost task for tonight. Go out to your animals. Don't take a bucket of feed. Don't take a brush. Just go out there and sit with them for 15 minutes. Don't look at your phone. Just watch them breathe. Observe the rhythm of their lives. Acknowledge the weight of the responsibility you've taken on. This mental game isn't just about the day of the harvest. It's about the relationship you build every day leading up to it. Next time, we're going to talk about the soil-first approach to winter grazing. But for now, just stay in this moment. You are doing the hard work, the holy work. You've got this. I'll see you at the gate.